When the Federal Environment Minister Melissa Price signed off on the final Commonwealth approvals for Adani's controversial Carmichael coal mine this month, she did so under intense political pressure. The government maintains its decision was based on science. Now, documents obtained by the ABC show the approval was made despite Adani refusing to accept key scientific advice from the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia, that's the government's independent advisor on geology. The minister claims the advice of those agencies was accepted in full. Stephen Long prepared this report with Michael Slezak.
It was a firm assurance by the Prime Minister. Politics would not decide whether Adani's key water management plans for its Queensland mine were approved. The scientific advice would.
The government will make all decisions based on the expert scientific advice of organisations, not just including the Department of Environment, but Geoscience Australia and the CSIRO. But in relation to this project, we've always been following the advice of the scientists, and we will continue to do that.
Environment Minister Melissa Price made the same promises. In late February, Geoscience Australia and the CSIRO had issued a review which damned Adani's water management plans. When the minister announced their approval this month, she said those agencies had recommended a number of changes which Adani had, quote, accepted in full. Documents obtained by the ABC cast doubt on that claim. Their notes of a telephone briefing Melissa Price's department gave Geoscience Australia just one working day before the minister publicly gave Adani's plans the green light. We requested the documents under Freedom of Information, often a long process, but Geoscience Australia took the unusual step of handing them to the ABC immediately. They list point by point advice Adani didn't accept.
Advice to Adani that they refused. Acknowledge the model is not fit for purpose. The new model could revise impacts to be greater than what has been approved. So told Adani, if the new model shows greater impacts than the current model, they have to sort it out with corrective actions. They refused.
The CSIRO's core criticism was that the modelling Adani used was not suitable and underpredicted the likely impacts of its mine. However, Adani steadfastly refused to accept this. Adani also dismissed suggestions it scale back its mine to minimise environmental impacts. It did agree to tighter monitoring of the mine's impact, but a leading expert is worried.
It's almost taking a gamble or rolling the dice with the environment and saying that we'll just monitor, we'll see what happens, and then if we start getting impacts that are greater than what we thought, then we'll work out some corrective measures from there.
Matthew Currell is an Associate Professor of Hydrogeology at RMIT.
It's hardly a comprehensive response. It would be what I'd more describe as a bare minimum.
In an official statement, Geoscience Australia says on the basis of the department's briefing, it concluded its main concerns had been satisfied and it stands by that. Adani Mining told the ABC it revised its plans to incorporate changes recommended by the Environment Department, but did not see the critical report by the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia until after its plans were approved. Adani says it wasn't privy to the briefing between Geoscience Australia and the department and couldn't comment on it. A spokesman for the minister said decisions were made on a proper scientific assessment of the issues, and any suggestion of pressure in that process is rejected in the strongest possible terms.
Stephen Long reporting there. Lucas Dow is Adani Australia's chief executive. He spoke with RN Breakfast a short time ago.
We have responded to all of the recommendations that were provided to us from the Department of Environment and Energy. We did not receive a copy of the CSIRO and Geoscience report, nor did we have direct engagement with Geoscience Australia or CSIRO. So the reality is we could only respond to what we were provided with, and we responded to that in full. And accordingly, we stand by our statements that everything that we were provided with by the Department of Environment and Energy, we have addressed and responded in full.
That's Lucas Dow, the Chief Executive of Adani Australia.